you go. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Radio Stuff Show, episode 80. Hi there, I'm Larry Gifford, radio consultant and talent coach at LarryGifford.com. This is a weekly show about radio for radio. You can download the show on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and you can find all 80 episodes at RadioStuffPodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at The Radio Stuff. Our top story, radio drones. Not the sleep-inducing droning of an uninspired talk host, but actual flying drones. Alpha Media is using the Heritage Talker KXL Portland as a testing ground for dispatching drones over the city to better, or at least differently, cover breaking news and traffic. Now, drones are a controversial thing. So the FAA is still trying to figure out the rules and regulations for commercial and private use. You know, I have friends who fly drones over Seattle and New York, and they do it for fun. They get some amazing video. They get their video cameras attached to it, their GoPros, and they post them on Facebook and YouTube and whatnot. And I think that's really cool. And I see drones at the park as hipsters practice their maneuvering. And then there's the U.S. government, who uses them to stealthily invade terrorist camps for surveillance and surgical attacks. I mean, this season's Homeland is inspired by the ethical lines of drone usage. The main character, Carrie, goes back to Afghanistan in charge of the drone program. They call her the Drone Queen.
So who is this asset of his?
I thought you knew.
Nope.
I have no clue either, so you'll have to ask him.
Well, I will, because I'm the one dropping fire on all these people.
Yeah, well, I know what that's like.
What?
Checking names off a kill list for a living.
That's a job.
It doesn't bother you? What about when it goes wrong?
It doesn't happen that often.
But it did this time.
They were Connie's family. They knew who he was. They knew the chance they were taking being there.
Now, I'm not even going to try to insinuate that KXL is going to use drones to kill people. That's ridiculous, I know. But depending on the story they may find themselves covering, they might have to target people with their cameras, follow them rather discreetly. Will they be obligated to help law enforcement with their video coverage, with their live feed? Is there an ethical line they draw over what they cover, how they cover it? Usually if a news outlet is covering a story, you'll see a big helicopter or there are cameras and microphones in your face. This is obviously a different way of covering a story. It's more stealth. There could be no reasonable expectation from the person being covered, that their private actions are being recorded if they don't see the big helicopter, if they don't see the cameras, and then suddenly to have that broadcast to the public. Is there an ethical line where you need to go, by the way, we're filming this in some way? I don't know how you do that. It's a slippery slope. On one hand, I really commend Alpha Broadcasting. I love using technology for a purpose. And in this case, to get a new and different, maybe better perspective on a story, that's cool. I could see this coming in handy during protests in Ferguson and New York City this week. You know, they get the bird's eye view of what's really going on. You know, sometimes when you're in the trees, you can't see the forest. This gets you above the forest to see the full picture. And radio needs to push boundaries. We need to make people uncomfortable at times. We need to move ahead without all the answers in order to make progress. The ethical lines actually may initially be crossed, but I'm confident that most of the colleagues I've worked with will proceed with caution. They'll course correct when necessary and respect people's privacy. And I'm not just talking about Alpha, but they're not going to be the only radio group that does this. But I have to say, there are some people that I wouldn't trust with a digital camera, let alone a drone, that I've worked with. And they won't worry about the ethical repercussions. And that's what scares me. Right now, there's more control. It's new. There's boundaries. There's, you know, they're sort of trailblazing the way, and they're being very careful and cautious about it. To find out more about how this is going to roll out, let's bring on Scott Mihalik. He's the Executive Director, Vice President of Programming for Alpha Media. He's the driving force behind this project, which is starting in Portland but could branch out to other markets. He joins us now on the Radio Stuff podcast. Scott, what was the trigger for the idea to add drones to breaking news and traffic coverage?
Well, we're a really creative, innovative, cutting-edge company. I mean, always relentlessly looking for, what's next, where things are headed. We like to be the radio model for the nation and the leader in our industry, and I think that this is a big factor and a sea change in technology that we're looking to embrace and use for our brands.
And how do you see it working?
Well, pending the FAA's release of their guidance by the end of the year, we have a little bit of an insight on that. We see that we'll be adding aerial coverage, visual and audio coverage of breaking news and major events that we'll have, where we now post still photos and things on our social media, on our website, on our mobile apps. We'll be able to actually provide video and live video feeds, which is a leap forward in terms of what we're able to do. And then bring a really interactive visual element to our news product.
What's been the reaction from the staff so far?
Oh, they're excited about it. I mean, it's first of all, it's just cool.
Yeah.
And secondly, it's kind of got that new halo of this is a rapidly expanding industry, and wow, and we're fortunate to have aerial technologies here. Based in Clackamas, Oregon. So we found a partner that's a manufacturer with the expertise of design, and also they've got, expert pilots and people that can deploy these things and do it in a safe, legal manner. So we're really, thrilled to have that kind of an asset in our market.
Is there anything about this program that concerns you?
Well, how it would be received by the general public, I think some people are intrigued, some people are frightened by it, but I think as the stability and the laws allow, for safe use, which is critical, I think the adaption, and it becomes more commonplace, I think the adaption will swing in the positive direction.
Any ethical concerns that you have about using drones to collect information for public reporting?
No, I think I liken it to what news helicopters are now. It's just a smarter, more efficient way. We don't have to have a $2 million helicopter burning $1,200 an hour in jet fuel to get the same kind of coverage.
And have you received any feedback from the Portland residents?
No.
No. Okay. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, I do a little bit, but I think. Once we're in operation, and because we haven't taken flight yet, won't do so until it's legal and that we have the guidance from the FAA, there will probably be some of that feedback. I would anticipate it coming.
And then who makes the decision on when to launch a drone to cover a story?
News director. So that would be Rebecca Marshall and her team.
Now, are they parked out back with the news vehicles?
Well, yes, oddly enough, that's exactly right.
That's awesome. And so do you have pilots for them then that are trained, or that you use this company that does it? Or?
Yeah, we do. And they are pilots, actually, rotary pilots, with lots of experience in commercial flight, a lot of hours. But they're also experts in the drone situation. So in terms of who's behind the controls, it's not like we're giving it to a part-timer and saying, hey, why don't you fly the drone? this is a serious piece of equipment. And aerial technology has a range of these things, a lot of agriculture, a lot of photography, and they range in size up and to including, $150,000 serious type of drone. So we take it very seriously, and the responsibility as well.
So what do your drones look like?
Well, it's a small. It kind of looks like something out of science fiction, to be honest with you. It's a circular shaped object with multiple rotors. It does fly similar to a helicopter in that it can rotate vertically and horizontally. It's got a dome shape to it with six arms that rotate out for stability, rotary powered motors, and it has an attachment for video and for dispersing tickets. On our music station side, we have areas where we want to do ticket drops and some things like you would see a blimp in an NBA arena during halftime, only this is more stable in winds and made for being outdoor. So we intend to do some promotional activity as well.
Oh, that's cool. Now, we last week on the show we played the WKRP turkey drop. Don't drop turkeys. Mm-hmm. They can't fly.
No. That's right. I'm with you on that.
All right. So if you get the approval from the FAA by the end of the year, when do you expect to launch the program?
Within an hour after the ruling is in effect.
Excellent. Well, I wish you the best of luck. We'll be keeping our eye on it. I'm sure everybody in the radio industry is curious about how that's going to work. And I'm sure you'll, if nothing else, it will be interesting coverage and certainly a different perspective.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for your time.
KXL talk host Lars Larson is going to join us next week to talk about how he feels about using drones to support content on his show.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. East Coast, West Coast, in between, it's radio that makes the scene.
Radio riffs are underway. Reduction in force. A former colleague of mine, Larry Elder, had his second stint at KABC in Los Angeles cut short this week. Within hours of word leaking out, his entire existence had been scrubbed from the KABC website. Now, this is a guy who's been an afternoon drive, been a midday. He was just most recently an afternoon drive. He set a syndicated show with ABC. He deserves better treatment. And I got to say, as a former PD who has done stupid crap like that, it is stupid crap. This is ego getting in the way of your brand, getting in the way of the relationships with the listeners you've been investing in. Listen, we should not be scuttling hosts off the air and pretending they were never there. We need to stop that right now. Stop it. Listen to me. We need to be honest with listeners. Times are changing. People expect more. They expect authenticity. They're not dumb. Let the host say farewell. Let the listeners vent a little. Be authentic. Sometimes we treat listeners like idiots. And most of them aren't, by the way. Most are loyal if you return the favor, if you're loyal to them. And they get pissed when we take hosts off the air and act like they were never there. We need to do a better job of explaining ourselves. And I know we're prevented from talking specifics, but listen, we need to face the music sometimes. We need to be candid with our audience. We can be graceful and full of gratitude of the work the hosts have done instead of pretending that they're horrible and making listeners feel like they've wasted years of their life listening to a host you wanted them to love and now you want them to forget them. We got to do better. Rant over. Larry Elder is just one of iHeartMedia's holiday pink slips. PDs, executives, senior vice presidents, all the big salaries are being carefully looked at and trimmed down. Media writer and expert Jerry Del Caliano this week blogged that iHeartMedia is targeting a 33% reduction in force. A third of their staff wiped out. Now, that hasn't come to fruition, but they're starting to roll out, so we'll keep our eye on that. It was a retirement that made radio news in Louisville, Kentucky this week. Legendary WAMZ DJ Coyote Calhoun is hanging up the headphones after 35 years, but he didn't go quietly. Country artists Toby Keith, Chris Young, Montgomery Gentry, and Little Big Town sent him off with a big retirement concert.
And if the moon, the flower, the Nashville is coming up here tonight to pay honor to Coyote Calhoun.
I should tell you, I feel like I'm a lucky man to have this kind of a send-off. And I'm really happy that I've been able to make so many friends in the music industry and along with a lot of the artists. And for them to do something like that for me is, I mean, wow. I mean, talk about how nice.
We wish Coyote well. This week over at LarryGifford.com, I wrote a blog piece on how to quit your radio job in 10 steps. See, not everybody gets fired in radio, and not everybody can retire from the same station after 30-some years. Some people actually choose to step away from a station for any number of reasons. I've done it because I've had other jobs, because I wanted more autonomy, because I felt my job was done at a certain place. And I was asked by a client this week, how do you quit a job? Because people in radio aren't really used to that, but she was ready to move on. And so we sat down and we went over the steps, and that inspired the column. After I posted the column, Bean from Kevin and Bean on K-Rock responded, saying there's actually just one step to quitting your radio job, and it's this.
The big station 93BLX is the Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's I Nutted the Move Set. And I told you I had a very important announcement. And here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder. People lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job, but I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me, and if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, I never. How you doing? But then as soon as you walk by that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On the big station, 93 BLX.
Thanks, Bean. FM Dial is being shuttered in Sweden. That country is expected to make a full transition to digital radio by 2022. No more FM band. All FM receivers will actually be obsolete. 10 million radios in cars and homes and offices will need to be converted or swapped out for DAB Plus receivers. Exciting and scary. It will reduce costs long term and allow for more stations and greater diversity in programming, which is awesome. It's actually the government that's sort of pushing this, and they're forcing the untethering of radio from the transmitter. Radio will continue to exist. It just won't be over what you know as the radio. It may be the only way U.S. ownership abandoned the tower technology too, shuttering those transmitters and focusing on creating compelling content instead of worrying about how to pay for that 800-pound gorilla distributing it. But I think we're a long way away from that happening. In fact, I think they're going to fight and kick and crawl and scratch and cry to keep those transmitters active, because that's what they know. That's what they love. That's what they think radio is. And times are changing. And this is just another example. And the towers will fall eventually. That's radio stuff for this week. Email me at radiostuffpodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to read my blog and watch the new Ask Larry video blog at larrygifford.com. And think of me if you're in need of a radio consultant or talent coach. Find more radio stuff at radiostuffpodcast.com. Have fun, be creative, support each other, and share your radio stuff.